Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Halacha Gimel.
Good enough.
41A1.
Hello, Tzvi. We are on Daf Mem Aleph.
We hope you heard it.
He just joined. And in walks Shapsi on Mem Aleph. And that's recorded for posterity's sake. Really? You've got to be kidding, Morty. Don't you want to do that afterwards, Morty?
I got to run out tomorrow.
Oh, I understand.
No
hotels. Got it.
See what you miss by not having a phone like this.
It's unbelievable. Here what we're going to do is we're going to have a reserve dough, and you're going to use this dough to take challah from all future doughs that you're going to have as you go. Because this one's tahar, and you want to have something tahar available, so you're going to designate challahs as you go. That's what we had this already before. And you're going to continue to use it for chalas demai. Here chalas demai means, not demai in the traditional sense of am ha'aretz, we're going to learn that it means that it's a suffix. Okay, that's what some of our...
Suffix, if it's large enough?
No, it's a suffix whether you took the chala from it or not, you forgot.
He says that is the regular case of demai.
That's what he says, yeah. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky learns that it's a suffix. The reason why... Let me explain something over here. We've already said before, when we learned Masechta Demai, as you recall, that Truma was never a Shaila. Truma, all the Amoratzim took. Why was that?
Misa.
Because it's the Chi of Misa. What's the Chi of Maithala?
Misa.
Misa. So is there such a thing as chalas demai, chalav ben ha'aretz? Avadanisht. If they're makbir on truma because it's misa, why wouldn't you say the same thing about challah? Elamai. It doesn't mean demai in the traditional sense. What? It means suffix. Suffix challah. Chalas demai means it's a suffix whether you took challah from this Esau.
The question is whether the man remembers. Is that it?
The man? I don't know who the man is, but whatever it is, it's a suffix.
The woman.
It's a suffix. I don't know. I'm not going to make up a story of suffix. You'll have to come up with that on your own. I'm not good at that. Anyway. Now, the main thing here, you got to understand something over here. There are two coolists over here. Number one, we're saying that you can take it shalom and hamukuf because you're taking this. This is going to be like a reserve sitting in your bread box, let's say, in a bag, you know, or in your refrigerator, whatever it is. It's not going to be near
the future dough.
I like that. The future doughs. And therefore, that's why it has to be talking about demai dafka. Then number two, it's also min ha-tara al-ha-tameh, that he's doing because this dough is tahar. In other words, and future doughs might be tameh, you could still do it. Tahar al-ha-tameh, shalom and ha-mukaf, these are kulas in cases of
demai.
Correct. That is the Mishnah. So I'll read it one more time. Noidalam kdei chalam eisur shlehuma chalas ala soiso betara olias mafreshal avahayla chalas demai ad shetesrach, all the way up until the point that this dough, this source that you're using to be mafresh chala, until it gets, you know, how far that rotting process is will be a shayla in the gemara. So be patient.
Once it rots,
you throw it out in the garbage. Shachalas demai nitalas matrala. Tamei v'shalom anamukaf. I just said that. I explained all that. Okay, now let's learn the Gemara. Mahu anshetisach meichal adam or anshetisach meichal kelach. The Gemara is asking a simple question. When we say tisrach, it can mean two levels. You have eichal adam, then a lower, you have a spoilage, which is not good. People don't normally eat it, but a dog certainly would eat it. That's all the way, let's arrange from eichal adam down to eichal kelach. And then it's Nisamech Kelev, that's all the way down. That's that's really bad. Charlie won't eat it. Happy, Duke, none of the famous dog
Clifford,
names.
Clifford.
Clifford. None of them will eat it. Anyway. Anyway. Okay. Okay. So which is it? So the Gemara says, "This we know about." Let's bring a raya from this brisa. And there's questions about the girsa here, and there's two ways of learning the Gemara. So let's just first learn it the way it has it up here in the English here. Nisracha, if you had dough that became spoiled, mitame tumas eichlin. It can still be mitame tumas eichlin. In other words, eichlin.
So it takes out the phrase
mechalot. It gets rid of the word mechalot. Nisracha, it just says nisracha. Now, what does that mean? If when it's, we're bringing a raya, right? Acha tisrach in our Mishnah. And you have the same word, Nisracha, in that brisa. That's what we're trying to prove. So you see the same word, Nisrach. What does it mean in that brisa? Does it mean that it was Nisal Miachilas Kelev?
This is not a common word, Nisrach.
I'm just asking a question. It's found in regarding to food over here. Now we're going to prove from this brisa. There's two possibilities. Again, two possibilities. It might, let's just assume it means possible for Miachilas Kelev. It's even less than Miachilas Kelev. So is it possible to say that it's still Matama Tumasaychlin?
No.
Impossible. Something that's Nifsal from Achilas Kelev is not Matama Tumasaychlin. Avananish, it's not an Eichlin anymore. So what must you be forced to say?
That it is.
That it's less than Achilas Adam. It's not something that you would eat. But it's above Achilas Kelev. So it's in the range that we said, remember?
Or Nisrafa doesn't mean that bad. But they're not happy about it.
Like vegetables.
That's not Nisrach. That's not Nisrach. That was not a possibility. Remember, listen. If I tell you can take off challah from this Esau on Acha Tisrach, that's got to go beyond that point that you're talking about.
Okay.
Because why not? Because if you don't like it, it's not what you would serve. It's not Eilah Shulchan Malachim. I mean, come on. We're talking about using it as a reserve for a mitzvah that we're not treating with too much covet, are we? All right. So the Gemara proves from this price, according to the way I'm talking to you about it. So what do you see Nisrach means? It means less than Achilas Adam, but above Achilas Kelev. That's what you would say, Pasha. Right? Sarfan Oysev Atoma. You can burn it that way. In other words, I didn't skip the word. I said that already. Matamatumus Eichlin, how could it be Matamatumus Eichlin? Because it is an Eichel. It must be above Felix Caliph. And Sarfanos of Atoma means if it's Truma, let's say, right, and it becomes Tome. So when do you have a chiyuv to burn truma tamea? Only when it's eichel. If it's nifsal from eichel altogether, then you don't have to burn it. I think that's what they say over here. Is that what they say? 15. Must be like an eichel. This is based on the premise that spoiled dough is still considered food. Okay. So the way we just learned the Gemara, what's the maskonis haGemara? Maskonas haGemara is that Nisrach means
humans only.
Right? Now the Gra has a completely different way of learning the Gemara. Take a look at the Gra. Matamat Tumas Eichlin Pirish. Afilu Nisrach Meichel Adam Almashuhu Eichel. Viat Amas Meichel Adam Pirish Bitmiya. Kishen Nisal Meichel Adam Shalai Hirashrei Lius Mafer Shalav. Are you going to say that you can't be mafresh just when you get to that level of nisal from achilas adam? No, avadai meyachal kelev. For sure, it means pirish. Azeinu ashrei li is mafresh. Only when it goes below achilas kelev can you not be mafresh. Aval kozman shalun islamay oichal kelev, ashen islamay oichal adam, adayim atamah tumus oichlan. It's still atamah tumus oichlan. And the Gemara is not proving from that statement that the fact that it's makabel tumah. Because the bottom line is, without getting into all the details, the Groz Maskana is completely different than the other Maskana. The Groz Maskana is that it's got to be all the way down to Achilas Kelev. The previous Maskana was that it's from Eichel Adam.
It's got to be below Achilas Kelev in order for it to be...
In order for it to be Nisrach, the way the Groz is learning it. Yeah. Okay. Right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He has a different girsa or something. If you take a look on the side, you'll see he has a different girsa. All right, let's go on. Next page. Omid base. Hadol Amrash Shatovim Harala Yofa. Now, again, what do you see from here? This is like this dough that you're putting on the side. It's in pretty bad shape, and you're using it for fresh dough as a challah source, right? Forget about that. Okay, I understand. I understand you're having a problem with that. But right now, let's just focus on another thing. The fact is, it's Mahara al Hayofa. It's definitely worse in terms of its status, right? So the Gemara says, Asya Kai, the Mar Rav Shmuel, Bar Nachum, Mishem Rav Yonasan, he said a similar thing that you could be mafresh. Of course, we're talking about Demai. Remember, we're talking about Demai. You can be mafresh if it's demai. Tell me, ale ispatanini, ale ispatanini.
Translated as carrots in the art scroll.
Good. Istafnini, ale istafnini b'makom sha'eichlin oisa. That you can take truma from the leaves of the carrots where on for the carrot itself. Now that is a case of ra. On Yofa, because the leaves obviously are not going to be as good as the fruit itself. So you see that just like he held there was a kula of Rala Yofa by the Mai, so too Armisha. That's all it's bringing is a Raya. Kehada, and there's another incident as well. Gam liyel zugo inshe isakna istapninini say. That Gamliel Zuga forgot to tie, that Zuga, he says in the bonds, it could be either he's a barber or he sells scissors. Or he makes shiduchim. He's a zuga. He's a shatkin. Anyway, Gamliel forgot to tie the carrots of the mai. So also Shal Rabbi Yochanan, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, on the way, he says, this tamal kniva, do you have any trimmings remaining? Afresh meknusa, take off from the trimmings. So basically, again, you see you can take a story, it's just a backup story, like Yerushalmi does all the time. We have the halacha, we have a shita, and then we have a story. And again, we see your tayir min hara ala yofa.
The word for scissor has a gimel in it, or no gimel? Zuza? Zuga.
Zuga.
Scissor is a zuga because it has a pair of blades that go together.
Right.
Like twins.
It says here, scissor salesman. I never saw a scissor salesman before. That must be an interesting job.
Color brush.
Tony. Now, this last piece of Gemara is a little strange, but we'll try to figure it out. Tony, Trumas Meisar Shal Demai. So this is one of these Yerushalmis that says half a sentence, and you have to figure out the rest of it because all by itself doesn't mean anything. Trumas Meisar Shal Demai. That's a statement. What does that mean? Trumas Meisar Shal Demai.
Well, according to the English, you can take.
If it's demai, you can take min ha'ra al ha'yofa. Okay, that's what we're going to learn now, right? And you can take it from tohar al ha'tamei, and you can take it shalom and hamukav. All the halachas, all the kulas of demai that we're suggesting, you could do that by trumas meiser. Okay, so trumas meiser shal demai, it would mean if I have. So what's the case? You have
give it to Levi, and Levi wants to take over his tent to give it to the coin.
What's the case of Trumas Meiser Shel Demai? Levi, he bought Meiser, I guess. He didn't buy Meiser. Why am I having trouble with this case?
Received my sir, he doesn't know if he took
coke. Again, we're going to have to assume this is the case of Suffolk. This is the word Demai. We're going to continue to learn that Demai in this Gemara is not an Amoritz. It's not an Amoritz case. It's going to be a case of Suffolk.
He's
not sure if he took Trumas Meiser from his Meiser. Right? Okay. So, Esachameh, come and see. Trumas Meiser shall vadai ni talisman hatra'ala tameh. The rule is, even if it's vadai, the rule is by Trumas Meiser, you can take from tar'ala tameh. And you can take Shalom and Amukav. Do you remember why? We had this rule. If it's Truma, it has to be Menamukav, and you can't take Menatar al-Tameh. What was the reason why you can't take Shalom Menamukav? We explained it. The reason why you can't take, it's one rule feeds the other. It's very easy to remember. We're afraid if you're going to take Shalom Menamukav, I'm sorry, I got it backwards. We're afraid if you're going to take Menatar al-Tameh, you'll end up being afraid to be have them close, and they'll be separate. And then you'll be over on the mukav halacha. That's why by truma, you have to take, that's why by truma, there's a din that you have to take min ha-mukav. That way, you won't take min ha-tar al-tumi. By trumas meiser, it's the other way around. By trumas meiser, you can take Minatara Hatomeh, and therefore you don't have to, and because the rule is, you don't have to take Minamukav. So they feed into each other, it's halachs. Okay, so the Gemara is asking Akasha, what's this Brisa talking about Demai for? Even if it was Vadai Trumas Meiser, you can take it Shalom Minamukav, and Minatara Hatomeh. So what are you telling me Demai for? That's the Akasha. Now the Gemara answers the question in a very Balabatish way. I'm Rabbi Yossi. I'm not talking about Trumas Meiser, that's a mistake. Let's change the girsa. We're talking about Truma. We're not talking about Trumas Meiser. When we said Trumas Meiser shall demai, that we didn't mean that. We meant Truma of demai. So if you have Suffolk Truma, you can take it Shalom and Amukaf and Tar al Tomei. That's what we're saying. Okay? Omar B'Yaisi was Suffolk Truma G'doyla non Kayomen. Suffolk Hifrish Truma, Suffolk Lo Hifrish. That's the case. Okay? So the bright.
Whether he took Trumo or not.
Yes. So.
And because it's a do-over, you can take the Natar al-Tameh?
That's right.
Regular produce?
Yeah. So, the Gemara says, Kamad the Tamar, just like there's a Mishnah in Demai, in Parakei, the Mishnah says, Min ha badai al ha demai, Trumo. If I have Vadai Tevel, and I'm trying to be mafresh from Vadai Tevel on Demai on Suffolk, there Demai means Suffolk. They're a regular Demai, right? And I'm Aretz Demai. So Truma, it is Truma, right? Why is it Truma? Because, right, you have, Vadai means you have Tevel, right? So you know that it definitely had nothing taken off of it. You have a Chiyuv to be mafresh Truma. Now you have Suffolk over here. Maybe Chayav, maybe not be Chayav. So if I mafer Shumah from this on this, so there's two possibilities. One possibility is that the Amoritz did not take anything from the other one, in which case the other one is also Tevel, which means that whatever I was mafer from this is Shumah. Good, that's very good. What if he did take Shumah? Then the Hafrasha of the Vadai is min hachiyah val haptur. That hafrasha is garnished, right? That doesn't do anything.
Why would he take truma from demai?
Again, I'm not talking about demai. Badai al ha-demai. That's the case in the Mishnah over there on demai.
So you're talking about demai? You just said you're not.
That Mishnah over there is a Mishnah in Masechta demai. That's a regular case. You have a case of vadai on demai. Person takes off truma from this pile on this pile, it's truma. Why is it truma? Because possibly the Amoritz did not take truma, in which case it's tevel on tevel. On the tzad that the Amoritz did take off truma, then what's the din? Then it will be from a kiyav al-ptur, in which case what are you left with? You left with Tevel. You took Truma on this pile, but it's Tevel just like it was before. So in order to be matra this Truma Bakila, you have to be mafresh Truma again, a second time, right? That's what it says. Loi teyach alatriyach ala Truma Samaisus. You can't eat that Truma unless you're mafresh again Truma Samaisus on that, right? That's what the Mishnah says. So what's the point of quoting this? So it's very similar to the same thing as the case we just quoted, right? That if you have, right, Suffolk Truma Gedoyla, Suffolk Hefresh Truma, Suffolk Lo Hefresh. So just like over there, you have to be Mafresh. So here too, you're going to have to do the same thing again. And then the same thing should be true by Demai on Demai. Right? It wouldn't only be in a case of Truma Vadai on Demai. Same thing would be true by Demai on Demai. You have all the same smekas. You want to speak them out? So the Amar Aretz may have taken Truma from this pile. May not have. He may have taken from this pile. May not have. So you have all the same smekas all over again. It's not going to be any different. But why... Why does the first half of that Mishnah imply differently? Because that Mishnah implies that you don't have to be Masak in it. If you look up the Mishnah in Demai, it only says you have to be Mafresh in the case of the Vade on the Demai. It doesn't say you have to be Mafresh on Demai on Demai. Well, Gemara doesn't understand what's the difference. So the Gemara says it's taka no difference. One case is talking about where you're coming to eat the Hafrasha. Right? If you're going to eat it, so that's the case of the second case where it's vade on demai, so that's where you're going to have to be mafresh on again a second time. Because we still have a suffix. And kan, when it's roitzel sarfa, you're planning on burning it. If it becomes tame, you could burn it. So since you're going to burn it, so the chachamim were metal, because as far as the din d'oraisa is concerned, what's the din d'oraisa? The din d'oraisa, he brings it down over here, is, let's see, if Allah is a chazak, I think he says. Does he bring down the din d'oraisa over here? He does, but it might be done before. One second. Yeah. 14, on page 41b1, it says over there, the requirement to remove a second truma is merely a rabbinic stringency. Under biblical law, you follow the original status of chazaka, right? In our case, this means assuming the original pile has not yet been tithed and is still tevel, right? So you have a suffix, you follow zechal chazaka, and it's still tevel. If it's still tevel, it's definitely truma. There's no need to be mafresh a second time. On a deraisa level. But there are one on their chayshish, right? What's removed on its behalf is indeed truma, does not require re-tithing. Since the second truma is only rabbinic stringency, it may be removed from tohar ala tamei. And not only that, you could burn it and without taking it a second time. That's what the Gemara's Maskon is. Okay. A little strange. This piece of Gemara is a little strange.
Next Thursday night.
Next Thursday night, we're done with Talmud Sashem, yes?
Tomorrow? Or 13?
I'll do it tomorrow.